We're in the middle of Siman Reish Samach Aleph. We did Beis, we did Gimel, we went back to Aleph. We have to finish Aleph and Dalet. Aleph and Dalet go together. Before we do that, just want to clarify some things from yesterday. So pointed out the Aruch HaShabbos says, I never saw this except in Aruch HaShabbos, I never heard of it before. Aruch HaShabbos claims that there's a strong opinion in the poskim, and he claims that that's the halacha, that Tosefes Shabbos happens by itself. That doesn't sound like what the Mishabura is saying. Rabbi Weissen came over to me last night and said that that's not how Rabbi Ackerman explained it either. When he gave Shirim this, he said, you have to be Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia. That's a pashtus. I called... Okay, so that's right. So I'll tell you where it comes up. Shir Shabbos Gilchus says, and I heard this from one of the big Talmidim, Rav Nevenzel, who also says that, let's say you're running late, 10 minutes to Shkia, you're still at home. What should you do? So he says, better to daven be yichidus. Okay, there you might have a choice, but better to daven be yichidus and end before Shkia, I mean, Mekabel Shabbos, than to daven with the minyan that your silent Shemona Esrei is going to finish after Shkia, and you are losing out on this opportunity. Again, according to Moshe Shonim, this is a mitzvah Asei Daraisa to Mekabel Shabbos early. And according to the Pashas, you have to do it bepeh. So maybe the Aruch HaShabbos is saying what he says because most people never heard of this, and most people don't do it, and he's being Miyashiv the Minigolim. I don't know. But Rav Ackerman didn't say it like that. Rav Nevenzel doesn't say it like that. Shir Shabbos Gilchus doesn't say it like that. And the question, I didn't clarify what Rav Ackerman holds, but I asked one of the Talmidim, Rav Nevenzel, what if a person 3 minutes to Shkia, 4 minutes to Shkia on Erev Shabbos? So he said, Rav Nevenzel would say to be Mekabel Shabbos and Daven Tashlimin. You miss Mincha. Now it's Daven Mincha, go into Shkia. And in Dershu, they bring down from Rav Osner. Also, he doesn't know like what the heter is on Friday afternoon to be davening into Shkia, and you're losing out on the opportunity to Mekabel Shabbos. Now, Rav Osner was a Hasidisher, and we know the Hasidim tend to daven late and daven after Shkia, but I davened in his shul on one of my wife's Darchei Bina, B'nai Rak Shabbatons, once. I was Zochet davening, he was there, and everything was perfectly bizman. Mincha ends before Shkia, Shacharis is before Sosman Kriya Shema. Everything according to Rav Elson doesn't need my letter of recommendation, obviously, but most Hasidic places don't do things like that. Even though he was a Hasidic, he was 100% committed to all the Zmanim, just like we have them. Okay, so it is important finish your own silent Shemona Esrei before Shkia, do Mekabel Shabbos. How you are shich? If you're here, you know, in theory, you can finish Chazos HaShatz also. If you start 20 minutes before, if they really start on time, you can finish Chazos HaShatz also. If you're in a minyan, so it's 10 minutes before, which happens in a lot of places, there's no way for the Sheikh Tzibur to finish Chazos HaShatz. So that seems to me to be very problematic. And it's not problematic to answer, it's not problematic to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, and I'm Mekabel Shabbos on my own after I finish my own Silent Shemona Esrei. But to be the Sheikh Tzibur would seem to be problematic, and this is something that, again, maybe our Kulas or Aruch HaShabbos definitely knows more than I do, but the Pashtus, this is the way it's supposed to be done. I don't think Aruch HaShabbos disagree. He's just talking about, I guess, B'dievet, whatever. But Shemona Esrei says, Nemzel says, Daven Yechidus, to make sure to finish before Mincha. Before it's finished Mincha, silent Mincha Shemona Esrei before Shkia, so that you can then verbally be Mekabel Shabbos, and that is a mitzvah Sasi Daraisa, according to Moshe Shem. Yeah, so I had a
question. What's wrong with that Tanai?
What Tanai?
I mean, it's Moshe Yom, but not.
I don't know. People who play games with the Tanai, I don't know. Okay, so that was the Chakir he said over there, right? Is it only Nisr Malacha, or has it become Mamish the day? Okay, I don't know. That's not what many posts can say. Yeah, okay. Okay. So he was Mekabel Shabbos, what, Isra Malacha. Right, there's all famous Chakir. Is it a change in the day, or just Isra Malacha? So he's saying, according to the Tzad, only Isra Malacha does not relevant to Mincha. Okay. There's also, we're going to see over here, Dagum or Bava.
No, it says
it's
not
Mekabel Shabbos,
you've done
quite,
no?
Did you... I don't know if it didn't. I don't know. I don't remember seeing that in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, I don't know. Let's see. Right there. Okay, so we're in the middle of Reish Samach. Aleph. Start again from the beginning. Safik, this is based off that famous Mishnah that we say every Friday evening. But remember the key. Safik, Chashecha, Vu, Bein Hashmashas. Skip parentheses, we did it yesterday. Ein ma'asrin es havadai. So you can't take off trumas and ma'asris from vadai teva. You can't do it on Shabbos, and you can't do it on Benish Marshas. Benish Marshas is suffix Shabbos. Oh, do you go around and get me a chay? You have a chay gimel here? Good. Okay. You also, the mission is referring to Tum and Tara, but the Mishnah points out it's relevant to us, legavi tevilas kelim. There's a discussion, but the strong opinion halacha that you can't be tovel kelim that you get from a guy on Shabbos because it looks like you're fixing the kli, and therefore you can't do a bein hashmashas as well. And the ema leaking as an eros, and you certainly can be madlik the eros because that's a doraisa. The others are derabbanan. The ein ma'arvin eruve tchumen, and you can't be ma'arvin eruve tchumen. There's different types of eruvin. There's eruv tchumen. You're allowed to walk 2,000 up to 2,000 amos out of a city on Shabbos. With an eruv, you put some food over there. Now you can, it's as if you're living over there at the 2,000 yard line, and then you get another 2,000 amos. So eruv tchumen. So some eruvin are mutter to do bein hashmashas. Some eruvin are aser to do bein hashmashas. Look at turn to shin simin shin mem beis beis. So Erevei Tchumen, which Mishnah points out in Sif Katan Zayin, has a smach. The Begumari smach the Erevei Tchumen mikra v'alkein chomer d'afil dvar mitzvah osa. So Erevei Tchumen is more chomer than other Erevin, which would allow you to do perhaps bein hashmashos because it has a smach min hator. It's more chomer. I in the comments in Tov Tezvav Sif Beis. Aval, but there's certainly Surei D'Rabbana that you're allowed to do bein hashmashos in Simin Shin Mem Beis. All the way at the end of Chelek Gimel, the one sif, and the title is Bein Hashmashos Mutar La'asos Dvarim She'asru Chazal Mishum Gzeira. Bein Hashmashos, certain things are mutar. And then the Mishmur goes on to the Shulchan Aruch reads, Kol HaDvarim She'em Asurim Medivei Sofrim, all the things are asur medrabanan, Lo Gozru Aleim Bein Hashmashos. The Mishmur says, Lav Dafka, there's a whole list, some things yes, some things no. Then he sends us over here to Reish Samach Aleph. There has to be a mitzvah reason or a pressing reason that you want to bein hashmashos violate this issur d'rabbanan. Now, bein hashmashos, for our purposes, we're going to say is the first 13 and a half minutes after our shkia. Okay, we'll still see it's not so pashut at all. Mutilo bein hashmashos lalos, but even he can climb a tree. Usually he can't climb a tree on Shabbos. It's asur midrabanan. He can climb a tree, or he can go swimming in the water. If the lulav is in the middle of the water, or it's on top of the tree, or the shofar, v'chein morid ma'ilan or motzi me'akarmelis erev she'asa v'chein haya torah v'nechbas adav shemish mishuvas. So he's very bothered by something which is asur midrabanan. Mutter bein hashmashos. So those first 13 and a half minutes, you have some leeway when it comes to Yisur HaDirabon. It's not a blanket heter at all. You need a mitzvah, you need a shasat chak, and even then, we'll get there when we get there. Shemir Beis, Hol Mishaburi here, there's certain exceptions. The rule does not apply. They not apply to everything. But Reish Samach Aleph is working with Shin Mem Beis. So that's why we said these things are aser, but we said if he has no food to eat, then he's allowed to do it, bein hashmashos. If he has no dishes that he could use, then he'd be allowed to do it. Okay, lighting candles is aser min haTorah, so nothing to talk about. He will not be allowed to do that. Ne'im arvin eruvei tchumin. Okay, so a whole discussion here in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not really relevant to us, we don't do Eruv Tchumim Bizvaneinu, but what Dvar Mitzvah, is it Mutter, is it Aser, why don't we do it?
Because we could.
In theory we could, right? You have to figure out how to measure a Tchum and figure out what, yes.
You have to walk to the hospital on Shabbat.
Right, that's the whole discussion, if Beitar is out of the Tchum of Yerushalayim or not, and how the Tchumim work, it's not just the city, you have to box off the city, okay, it's complicated. About ma'asin as a demai. Demai is something where it's also not relevant bizmanina, because nowadays you have tevel, you have you have chulin, whatever, kosher, and then you have something in the middle, which is suffix, suffix tevel. It's not demai. Demai is, you know, they were mafish chumas, and most of them were mafish meisers, but some were not, so Chazal said to be mafish. So it's something that's totally, yeah, but it's our amaratim, they're not religious, so they don't do anything. They took amaratim who did chum, took off chumas, and most of them took off meisers. So if you, they would not have been gezer demai, midina b'imutta, mitam rov. Chazal would gezer demai. Fine. And demai, sometimes mutter, you're allowed to give it to aniyim, aniyim are allowed to eat it. So therefore, it's not as asu as tava, and therefore it's mutter b'nei shmoshes. It's also still on Shabbos, mutter b'nei shmoshes. V'tomnin es ha-chamin, you could do hatmana with something that's not mosif hevel on b'nei shmoshes. No, most of hevel is also even Arab Shabbos. Ayin Simin Reish Nun Zayin. Uma Arvin Eruve Chatzeros. You can make an Eruv Chatzeros. Ayin the Kama Shin Sadi Gimel. Okay, we're going to get this soon. Umutu Lomar the Ene Yudi Bein Hashmosh is Halek Nia Letoch Shabbos. Amir La Akum, which is an Issa Darabonin, is Mutter Bein Hashmosh. V'chein lomar, here's talking about ladik ne'er. V'chein lomar the last is kol malacha, anything that you need l'tzorech mitzvah oshun torah v'nech bazel, something that's very troubling you, bothering you, shasul tchak, you're allowed to have ask the goy to do it during bein hashmashos, during those first 13 and a half minutes after shkia. Haga v'chein mi shekibah all of Shabbos sha'a oshtayim kodem chashecha, he made early Shabbos, yachol lomar the goy ladik ne'er u'shar dvarim shetzorech. So certainly, if it's not even been as much as yet, so then that would also be mutter. We'll see. Ask a Jew is also going to be mutter. Yes. You make early Shabbos in the summer, your neighbor did not, you forgot to turn the light on, off, whatever it is, yes, you can ask a Jew. We'll see that through the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Mishnah Sif Katan Tad Zayin. Kasav Maharshal. Hainu. Kol davar shim lo yenasu mitzar b'Shabbos. Anything that if he doesn't get to do it, he's going to be mitzar in Shabbos. Shari laso sadei hagoy b'nei shmashos. He's allowed to ask the guy to do a b'nei shmashos. Aval libi no keif lahachmir, but I'm really feel I don't know how to define libi no keif lahachmir, but my nitiya, my tendency is to be machmir im ein lo bem shum tzorach b'Shabbos raku tzorcho. If it's something that's only for the weekday, it's not for Shabbos, then I don't think you should do it. Ach, but if it's a hefsim aruba tzorach gadol, so then shari shusim b'vein hashmashas, so then yisur d'rabbanan as a general rule, but there are exceptions, so you have to learn shim em beis b'in until we can do this. Would be mutter ben hashmashas ubefrat, and certainly the shavus the isur derabanan of emir laakum, which is more maker than other isur derabanan because there's no maisa. I'm not doing any action. I'm telling him to do something. He's doing it. On Shabbos it does so, but ben hashmashas is mutter. The alkan therefore mutter lo ma legoy ben hashmashas halig near yard site. You can tell him to light a yard site candle. Someone has yard site on Shabbos or let's say yontif. Oh, so it's not really a mitzvah. Me'ache sha'olim nizhar bo'chashvini ki l'tzorach gadol. Since people are very makbid on it, so they consider it a tzorach gadol, even though, right, it's not really so important. Okay, and if you make early Shabbos, mishmur sifkaton yedzayim, but I feel if you match a posting of a chaber l'kamim b'sif dalet, which we'll get to in a minute, da'acha kabal Shabbos osu la'abar afil al-shvus b'makom mitzvah, n'komakom n'inim b'yir la'akom lo machim n'tfeim v'anish mashas. Okay, so we have this, like, funny kind of catch 22 situation. On the one hand, we have these leniencies in Danish mashas. On the other hand, when one is makabel Shabbos, it becomes more chomer. And really, you have to be makabel Shabbos before Danish mashas. So then, how do you ever have these heterim of doing Yisurah Derabana on Danish mashas if you can't do it after Kabbalah Shabbos? So here he says that since the shvus, the issur derabanan of amir la'akum, is there's no ma'isa, it's more lenient. So therefore, even after Kabbalah Shabbos and it's already been ishmashas, it's going to be mutter. If there's a shasat chak, the shasat tzar. Look at Mishnah Sifkat, but we're not finished with that. We have to get to Sif Dalet, which we're going to get to right now because we already did Beis and Gimel. Look at Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Yud Ches. This is Jill's question. The second line. Vida. Dibinyanenu Irene Shatzibar Shibiro Kibla Lam Bishabbos. Vachakhtu Shishabbos Balkor Chafilim Echad Lo Yirtzel Lekab. Okay, we didn't get there yet. We're going to get there, I think, Reish Samach Gimel. There's a concept of, let's say you're in a bungalow colony, there's one minyan. And that one minyan is Mekabel Shabbos early. That Kabbalah Shabbos is binding on everybody in that bungalow colony. That's the one minyan. Nowadays, there's a million minyan, a million shul. So this is a discussion which we have to get to. When we get there, what if I normally dive in this? So many shuls have two minyan. But what if my shul only has one minyan? Am I bound by that minyan if I don't want to make early Shabbos? I want to go to the other shul. Okay, we have to get there. We're not there yet. But you see, the reason, so Katriel said, oh, I'm going to tell the guy to do something, you're going to make early Shabbos. What about telling a Jew to do something? So it's talking about you're in that bungalow colony where they daven Ma'ariv and everybody is forced to be with Kabbalah Shabbos early no matter what. You like it, you don't like it. And if you drive in after Shabbos and they make Kabbalah Shabbos, you have a big problem. So therefore, it didn't talk about asking a Jew, but in a place where there's 250 shuls, and each shul has two minyanim, there's 500 Friday night minyanim, and people are not Negro one after the other. So that's why he gave the example of the guy. About biyachid shekiba olav Shabbos, if you have a yachid who's in Kabbal Shabbos, mutar filomar the Yisrael chavero, she asked lo malacha. He can ask even a Jew, his next door neighbor, to do something for him on Shabbos. Okay, that's Sif Al. Look at Sif Dal. Reish Samach Aleph Sif Dal. Acha Anias Barchu. After Barchu, Avbi Shadayin Yomhu, even though it's still daytime, Ein Ma'arvin, the Ein Tomnin. So the two Yisurah Durabonon that the Shulchan Aruch told us in Sif Aleph is going to be Mutter. You can do Hatmana, you can do Bi Ma'arv Eru Vechatzeros, you can buy Yisur Demai. Right? But once he answered Barchu, so then Mishum do Kibbeh the Shabbos, he said, Mekabbeh Shabbos. So then he can't even do those Yisurah Durabonon. So let's talk about Barchu, but Mizra Shili Yom HaShabbos is the same thing, and then Boikala, and some say Pnei Shabbos Nekabala. Also just Pnei Shabbos Nekabala, maybe that already is a Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay, let's look at Mishmur Sivkat and Chav Chetz, and yes, Barchu. That's the beginning of Friday night marriage. So then you answer Baruch Hu, boom, you can't do Malach anymore, you're starting Shabbos. And we'll learn about that in Reish Samach Gimel Sivyot. It's as if he's Mekabel Kedusha Shabbos Beferish. And therefore, also us b'kol ha'siyogim v'ha'gederim she'godru chazal l'Shabbos. It's also all Yisurei Rabbanon are going to be Aser in that case. To go lichnos lemerchatz lahazia ba'alma, to go into the merchatz for the shvitz, because she came berachitza b'chamin, to wash his body with hot water. Because she listened all the Yisurei Rabbanon. Even those things that we said in Sif Aleph Mutar b'Nishmashos could go in Irvei Chatzeros v'Atmana to Bevadi l'Tzarach Shabbos v'Odin Kol Shul Shul Tzarach Mitzvah Avil Achi Oser Kan v'Tam Dekevin Tiv Olav Shabbos b'Feirish. This is Mekabel Shabbos. After Zman Har B'Kodem b'Nishmashos, the Davender made early Shabbos in the summer. Chomor b'Nishmashos b'Kabbalah. So Kabbalah before b'Nishmashos is more chomer than b'Nishmashos b'Kabbalah. Ulefiza, he says in the brackets, Lo Yitzuyar Eter Dibinishmashas Anali in Erechazel Vatmana. So the heter that we said of Binishmashas is not relevant by Erechazel Vatmana, Vichagadna. Raki Mubamakum Shain Sham Tzibur. Only if he's in a place where there's no Tzibur. Tilav Hachi Bevadi Rova Tzibur Kilu Kor Shabbos Binishmashas. Because otherwise everyone's Makabba Shabbos before Binishmashas. Vahamiyut Nimshachan Acharayim Baal Korcham. In Reish Samach Aleph, he tells us that you could be Ma'ariv Eruve Chatzeros. Okay, Shin Tzadik Gimel, which is Din Erev Biyontif. Okay, he says like this: Shulchan Aruch Shin Tzadik Gimel Beis Echad Eruvei Chatzeros VeEchad Shitufei Mavuos. Basically the same thing. Ma'arvin Osam Bein Hashmashos. You could make the Erev Bein Hashmashos. VaAfilim Kvakiba Olav Tosefes Shabbos. Even if he was already Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, he can still do it. The Yesh Oshim, Im Kiba Olav Tosefer Shabbos, if Im Kiba Tosefer Shabbos, some say it's Asa. So we have a Stam Yesh Omrim, which sounds like Elochas Kistam, that he could do it even if he's Mekaba Shabbos. In Siv Aleph, we say Bein HaShemesh, you could do it. And then in Siv Dalet, he says, after Baruch Hu, he can't do it. Ein Ma'arvin, because he was Mekaba Shabbos. So it's basically a steer between Reish Samach Aleph and Shin Tzadi Gimel. Okay, this is the kasha that everybody asks. There's some background news. We're showing them. Okay, so there's two ways of answering this stira. There's a... What the Mishabur is, what the Bir Alocha is saying over here is... This is talking about Anias Baruch Hu. It's a public Kabbalah Shabbos. A public Kabbalah Shabbos is very strong, and then already he can't be Ma'ar Veru B'chetzeros. Over here, he's an individual being Mekabbalah Tosef Shabbos, and therefore... Make it then it's going to be mutter. There's a difference between a public Kabbalah Shabbos and an individual's Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, I still haven't figured out, is it a public Kabbalah Shabbos or the public being Kabbalah Shabbos individually? I haven't figured that out yet, but put that on hold. Now, there's a Dago Mervava. Dago Mervava over here answers the question differently. And he says, this is what you're talking about from your friend. There's two types of Kabbalah Shabbos. There's the Lashon over there in Shin Tzadi Gimel is he was Mekabel Tosefa Shabbos. There'll be Mekabel Tosefa Shabbos, and then there's Mekabel Etzem Kedusha Shabbos. So that's a Dago Mervava. That's what he wants to say. When you Mekabel Etzem Kedusha Shabbos, then it's going to be Asa. That's a Barchus. When you just Mekabel Tosefa Shabbos, that's okay. So when Shir Shabbos brings this down in a footnote, he brings down the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like it at all. And then he brings down Rishon Zalman, who says that he likes it. He thinks it's hard to just push it off. Okay, but that's not the... And the Shari... It's also put down the Shari Tshuva, if you want to see it inside. Shari Tshuva over here on the page. Ois Zion, the last two lines. It's the Ayin B'Dogo Mervavo, which we're not going to read inside. But you can do that for homework. But the Mishabur is Mechalik between public and private. If it's a public Kabbalah Shabbos... I have Shari Tshuva Zion by Sif Dalet. Reish Samachal of Dalet.
Olive. You have Olive.
And the last two lines, I am Dago Mervava. So the bottom line of Mishabura sounds like if it's a public Kabbalah Shabbos, then all these things are going to be Aser. If it's an individual's Kabbalah Shabbos, then they might be Mutter. And the exception to the rule seems to be Amir La'akum. The exception to the rule seems to be Amir La'akum. Now, what's bothering me is like, he was talking about he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. According to what we just said, we really have to be Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia. So, and now you have to be Mekabel Shabbos. Okay, according to the Mahalach that we're saying, again, Aruch HaShabbos kind of disagrees and says it happens by itself, so you don't have to be Mekabel Shabbos. But according to the standard way of understanding it, you have to be Mekabel Shabbos. So everybody has to be Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia, just nobody knows. So maybe nobody does. So there might not be a public Kabbalah Shabbos because by the time we get to the Chadodi, usually the Boi Kala, it's already after Shkia. So before Shkia, you don't have that. Although after Shkia, it's also significant. Although, I don't know, Mishabura seems to say that you have to be Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia. After Shkia, it's worthless. Because you already, Hashem was, you know, Mekabbalah Shabbos on you. You have to be Mekabbalah Shabbos at a time with Vadayom. So everyone's supposed to be Mekabbalah Shabbos Vadayom. So, but people don't. Why don't they? Because they don't know. So, like, If they do what they're supposed to do, they're supposed to be Mekabbalah Shabbos. Is that a public Kabbalah Shabbos? That's everyone individually being Mekabbalah Shabbos, assuming they know. Most people don't know, so they don't even do it. That's the whole thing is a little bit funny, because you're not supposed to have this head there, because everyone's supposed to be Mekabbalah Shabbos.
They're not doing it together.
Right. They're not doing it together. It could be a difference between a public Kabbalah Shabbos and a bunch of individuals on their own being Mekabbalah Shabbos. So we don't have public Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia, usually. Not usually what's done. Unless you're making early Shabbos. Let's make an early Shabbos. Right. Yeah, there's not Benish Moshes. I mean, it will eventually become Benish Moshes. There, it's not Benish Moshes. So you also have a Shabbos. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say over here. That's public Kabbalah Shabbos from the B'er Halacha. This is going to be a problem. So that's in the B'er Halacha. Then I'll say, Ma'arvin. Over here, he brings down the Stira from here to Shin Tzadi Gimel, and he brings down this difference between public Kabbalah Shabbos and individuals Kabbalah Shabbos. I don't know if he also I don't remember if he brings down the Dago Mervava, but that's brought down over here. Those are two ways of answering the Stira. You know, that's also, what are we doing with Kabbalah Shabbos? You know, it's a whole, it complicates things significantly. Also makes your sleep, I guess, more exciting. So that's Etzim Kedusha Shabbos. That's not Tosefta Shabbos. We don't say, usually we don't say Rain Kabbal Tosefta Shabbos. Right?
I don't believe that.
Okay, so we started with what sounds like a lot of kulas with this Bein HaShemashos business, but then really, Yisus Mim Mekabel Shabbos, it's not really, right, it's not really so practical, but maybe it is because we don't Mekabel Shabbos publicly because we haven't late. I don't know. So the whole thing is very... Right, so then, but back to the Sif Aleph in Sif Katan Yezayin, the Mishnah Berurah points out that an exception to the public Kabbalah Shabbos will still be a Mir La'akam. You're still going to have that 13.5 minute leeway. He said, "Filu mashapotzi machabel kaman the acher kabbalah Shabbos also laver afilah shvus b'makom mitzvah mikomakom linyan mira laakum lo machmirin tfei mibein hashmoshes." What if you have both? Not so clear. What if it's kabbalah? What if you're mikabel Shabbos and you have bein hashmoshes? Then they also talk about mikabel Shabbos after shkia. The svarim, I don't know what they're talking about. Mishnah already told us that you're supposed to do that before. At the end of Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Yezayin. Okay, this is so good. It's plenty of work, plenty of homework to be done.